4JQY Mobile.
KO4HX, how are you?
KO4HX, KO4JQY. Great, stuck in traffic on 85. Figured I'd give the radio a shout.
85 this morning.
The usual, let's all bottleneck at exit 54 and not go anywhere.
Glad I don't have to get down there on that road.
The one morning that I have to, and I forget about it, and hey, this sounds like a great idea, and then get on it and sit here for, you know, 30 minutes.
Just stay safe out there. I don't hear anything good about that road, that's for sure.
You're absolutely right. That's a major hazard, especially since they're doing all the construction. They've had more wrecks this year than they've had in a long time. So it's be blessed you don't have to get on it, and I'm blessed I only have to get on.
Usually I could get on it, but I choose not to. I go around it. I just find another way. But didn't I talk to you Tuesday morning also? You were trying out a new radio.
Absolutely, yeah. This is Patrick.
It is. I'm just trying to get the voice with the call sign so I can remember who I'm talking to. I can't remember your name right now.
That's fine. It's Joe. J-O-E. Yep. Nah, yeah. Tool guy, right?
That is me. I'm one of the 8 or 9 of the Matco guys up here in the upstate now.
Working on trucks, I used to hate to see that truck sitting in the parking lot when I came in the mornings, so I knew I was going to spend some money that day.
I mean, I turned wrenches for 20 years before, almost 20 years before this, so that's why I decided I want to get on the other side of the steering wheel for a change.
Absolutely, I think I owe the tool guy more money than I owed on my house, but hey, you needed to work, you needed the tools for the job, though.
Yep, you can't do it without it, that's for sure, and it's getting harder and harder every day to work on cars.
Oh, absolutely, the electronics are ridiculous in these things. It's, I don't see how anybody works on them anymore.
It's only a challenge, too, because you got to be an electrical engineer, mechanical engineer, hydraulics, I mean, aerodynamics. It's crazy the amount of training you got to have to work on a car nowadays.
No, absolutely. Computer programmer all in one, it's ridiculous. And they don't make them like they used to, so, I mean, they make them to break now. My agency car, this is a 2001 Ford Explorer, all-wheel drive module went out in less than, like, 2,000 miles.
I had to put a few of those in, all the Explorers, and that vehicle is just fun to work on, that new Explorer body style.
They don't leave much room for anything inside of them. I couldn't imagine trying to work on one.
Definitely an experience. I spent most of my time working on trucks doing diesel work, but every now and then I'd get roped into doing one of those, and it just, I hated it the whole time.
No, I understand that. Luckily, I did all suspension, and mostly just, suspension on anything from a 2500 up, so I didn't have to really deal with the smaller vehicles or the electronics too much.
Primary was diesel, and then I'd done everything. I was the last two shops I was at. I was actually the lead tech in them, so I ended up helping everybody else and doing my job too. So it was always a challenge with something.
I know. I'm with you. I finally had to. I just had to get out of it. I wasn't even in it that long, and I knew it wasn't for me. So just kind of left it alone.
Yeah, I'm with you there. It's, let's say I don't miss it, let's put it that way, since I've got out. There's days that, you know, I'm like, I'd be interesting to jump in there, and then I think, nope, I remember what it was like, and I was like, nope, I'll pass.
Absolutely. I went into public safety and never looked back. So, KO4, JQY, identification.
Say public safety, you with the fire department or EMS or police officers?
Come over emergency. emergency communications. I'm not sworn, so I just work for public safety in general for Greenville City.
Communications part, that's got to be pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's not too bad. I enjoy it. I've been doing it the last 12 years. It's not so bad. I'm 911 and all that. I started out as a 911 call taker and just worked my way up to now I do radio, program radios and their automatic CAD systems and stuff like that. So it's been interesting.
Well, that probably is real interesting because you're getting to use your amateur call in there too along with that. So, yeah, I imagine that is pretty interesting.
Absolutely. It's it gets me hands-on with radios, and I'm usually elbow-deep in it every day. So it's something I enjoy. So it's not really work too much.
A huge difference.
Absolutely. I don't mind going to work now.
Lot cleaner work too, I'd have to say.
Yeah, everything I own is not covered in like grease and black soot.
That infamous smell of diesel fuel.
I will say I still like the smell of the good old gear oil every now and then, the perfume that the cologne that never comes off.
And no matter, you don't even have to get it on you, you just get near it and you will not get rid of that the rest of the day.
Absolutely not. I still walk into our fire shop and I smell it and I'm like, man, I gotta leave. I can't do it.
Good to talk to you this morning again and look forward to talking to you on down the log, but I'm at my next stop, so I'm gonna have to jump out of here. You stay safe out there on 85 and hope you get to your destination pretty quick. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Hey, man, it was a pleasure. And stay safe. We'll see you later. KO4, JQY.